We're on the top of Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, and we'll start again with the Brisa on the second line. Actually, let's start with the Brisa on the first line. That's more logical. Tana, we learned in a Brisa that Chatzi Chetzia. So we had Chetzia, and then we had Chatzi Chetzia. We had Chetzia in the case of a person who ate Ochel Tame, and the size of that Ochel Tame is half of the size of Mazon Shtei Sudos for an Eruv. And then, Chetzia of Lebeis HaMenuga. I played checkers here and I skipped one step. So we have Chetzia, half of the Mazon Shtei Sudos for a Beis HaMenuga. And then we have Chetzia of Chetzia for a person who ate Ochlim Tmeim and he becomes possible for Truma. And now the Brisa adds a third category, which is Chetzia of Chetzia of Chetzia. And that's Letame Tumas Ochlin, meaning what is the minimum volume of Ochlin that's Makabel Tuma. So let's go quickly through, again, the two Shitos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, we're going to end up, as we'll soon see, with 3/4 of a beitza for Tumas Ochlin, according to Rabbi Shimon, with a full beitza. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, and again, we have to always emphasize that there are 24 beitzim in a kav. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, the shear of a kikar is 1/4 of a kav. Now, if 24 beitzim makes a kav, then 1/4 of a kav is 6 beitzim. Now we get to the Beis HaMenuga, and we take the 6 beitzim over 2, and we end up with 3 beitzim. Then we take a chetzi chetzia for the case of gvia, meaning to pasul truma, and that gets us down to 1.5 beitzim. And now to Tumas Ochlin, we put that over 2, and we end up with 3/4 of a beitza. Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, says that a kikar is 1/3 of a kav. So you're taking 24 divided by 3, you end up with 8 beitzim. Half of that is going to be 4 beitzim. And that's going to give you the shear of a Beis HaMenuga. Then Chatzi Chetzia, which is going to give you the shear of Gvia, that becomes 2 beitzim. And then Chatzi Chatzi Chetzia, which is the shear for Tumas Ochlin, is going to be 1 beitzim. So just to summarize, whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're talking about 3/4 of a beitzim, according to Rabbi Shimon, we're talking about a full beitzim. Then we had Vitana Didan, my time alotoni Tumas Ochlin. And here's where we stopped yesterday. We wanted to know, why is it that our Tana just stops at Chatzi Chetzia, and he doesn't go to Chetzi Chetzi Chetzia, which means he doesn't mention the Aloch of Tumas Ochlin. And the Gemara answers, Mishum de lo shavi shiurayu lahadadi, that the shear of Tumas Ochlin is not exactly half of the shear of the psul gvia. In other words, it's not going to be exactly 1/4 of the shear of Beis HaMenuga. And we're going to have one opinion that it's a little bit larger, and another opinion that's a little bit smaller. So therefore, the Tana doesn't want to mislead us. If it would have written Chatzi Chatzi Chetzia for Tumas Ochlin, we would come to a mistaken conclusion. And this is all based on the rice that we're about to learn now. Tisanya Kamashir Chatzi Pras. Now we're going back to the case of someone who ate Ochel Tomei, and it passels his gvir, his body, from truma. And the Braisa opens up with Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Shtei Beitzim Chaser Kimah. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that the shear is a little bit less than two Beitzim. Now we're going here, apparently according to Rabbi Shimon, because if you recall, Rabbi Shimon, who equated a kikar with a shlish of a kav, which is eight Beitzim, half of which is four Beitzim, half of which gives you two Beitzim, in the case of Gvir, then Rabbi Yehuda points out that it's a little bit less than two Beitzim. This is a Chumrah. And again, we can go through the calculation of Rabbi Shimon once more, but it's not necessary. Now, why does Rabbi Yehuda insist that it's a little bit less than two Beitzim, this Chatzi Pras for a Psul of Gvir from Truma? And the answer is because when they set up a Kav as 24 Beitzim, that was back at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he passed on, transmitted that tradition to future generations. However, at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, the shear was based on Beitzim Ketanos Yoser. Already at our time, says Rabbi Yehuda, meaning at the time of the Tanoim, our average egg is larger. And therefore, if we measure the Kav according to the eggs of our time, let's call it, from Rabbi Yehuda's perspective, the contemporary eggs, then it's going to be a little bit less than 24 Beitzim. Because again, what we're talking about is a larger egg than the egg of 24 Beitzim to a Kav of Moshe Rabbeinu. So if we're going to measure the Kav based on our Beitzim, then it's going to come out to be a little bit less than 24 Beitzim to a Kav. And therefore the shear of Chatzi Pras, like a domino theory, is going to have to always be a little bit less. In this case, when we're talking about Gvir, it's a little bit less than two Beitzim. Again, the premise here of Rabbi Yehuda is that the shear of a Kav of 24 Beitzim reflects that which Moshe Rabbeinu passed on from his day, which is based on smaller eggs. And these eggs of Moshe Rabbeinu, relative to the eggs at the time, the average egg at the time of the Tanoim, is a smaller egg. Okay, he gives you here some Mar Makomas if you want to look it up. There's a Rashi in Shabbos. There's a Tosfos. And he writes that Godol HaBeitzim Ishtana Ma'at Mizman Dor HaMidbar Ad Tkufas HaTanoim. Notice, during this passage of time between the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu and the generation of the Tanoim, the Godol HaBeitzim changed. Again, a small amount. We'll see how much in just a minute. He writes, Bevade ein kol tarnagolos matilos beitzim begodol shovim. He calls man yesh beitzim gdolos yoser gdei beitzim ketanos yoser. Kol hashiurim heim lefi beitza beinonis. So all the shiurim are measured based on the average size, the average size egg in this case. So let me just try to digest this one more time. We're talking about larger eggs, and therefore the shear of a kav is no longer, in other words, you can no longer fit 24 Beitzim into a kav because our beitzim are a little bit larger, meaning our, when I say our, I mean at the time of the Tanoim. And if that be the case, then the actual shear here is going to be a little bit smaller. That's called chaser kima. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he comes to the opposite conclusion about Chatzi Pras, and he says, Shtei Beitzim Sochakos. Sochakos means larger Beitzim. So it's not exactly the two Beitzim that we thought they were. Those two Beitzim are an underestimation. Why? Because we have to add a little bit more to the shear of Chatzi Pras, because according to Rabbi Yossi, the Beitzim at the time Moshe Rabbeinu were larger than the Beitzim, the average size Beitzah of the time of the Tanoim. Now there's a discussion here in the commentaries about how Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda could argue about the size of the Beitzah at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, whether they were smaller than our Beitzim, which is Rabbi Yehuda's approach, or Rabbi Yossi would say they were larger than our Beitzim. I mean, what exactly is going on over here? So maybe we'll get a chance to see that a little bit later. Now the Brisa quotes Rebbe. Rebbe, Shia Rebbe, there was a measuring utensil that was one saw that had the maximum capacity of holding a volume of one saw. And they got a hold of a receptacle that was exactly the size of the receptacle back at the time of, the earlier generations. We'll soon see in the story how they got a hold of this, they dug it up, but we'll see exactly how. And Rebbe was able to determine the exact number of kavim, minyan kavim shebo Yoser mi esrim mi arba beitzim, ulefi ze shir pras hu yoser mi arba beitzim. Vechatzi pras hein shtei beitzim vi od. So this Rebbe reflects the shita of Rabbi Yossi, supporting the shita of Rabbi Yossi, because he got a hold of a kli, of a utensil, that had a very precise midah of a saw. And then based on the midah of a saw, he found that the kav was more than 24 beitzim, and therefore the shear of a pras is more than 4 beitzim. And a chatzi pras, therefore, for Tumas Ochlin, is shtei beitzim v'od. It's a little bit more than 2 beitzim. And this is all based on the calculation of a saw. V'kama v'od, how much larger is the shear of gvir, how much larger than 2 beitzim is it? Echad mi esrim de beitzim. 1/20th of a beitzim. So in other words, every beitzim, you have to add 1/20 to make up the difference between the beitzim that were much larger at the time of Moshe, were considerably larger at the time of Moshe, than our beitzim at the time of the Tanoim. So what we're going to have to do is, for every beitzah, we have to add 1/20 of a beitzah. So in the case of the psul gvia from Truma, we're going to add to the 2 beitzim another 1/20th of a beitzah. So it's 2.05, let's say, beitzah. So that what we see here from this brisa, whether we take Rabbi Yossi, who says that our shear of shtei beitzim is smaller than two beitzim, I mean of Rabbi Yehuda, I meant to say, or we take Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe, who have our shear of shtei beitzim as being larger than two beitzim. Either way, the Mishnah could not base itself on two beitzim, because it's always going to be either a little bit more or a little bit less. Now, the footnote that I hinted at before, le'inyan tama machlokas bein Rabbi Yehuda asover shebeitzim shaldar shel Moshe yiktanos yosi le'bein Rabbi Rabbi Yosi asoverim lehepoch efshe shenechleku mahi midas hasa'a. They really arguing over the volume of the exact volume of a sa'a. And the Gemara later on is going to say that Rebbe had access to a kli from a certain place, and therefore he calculated exactly what a saw is. So they, meaning Rebbe, and in this case Rebbe Yossi as well, were of the opinion that we know exactly the midah of the Amos HaRishonim, the earlier decades or generations. And Efshar, it's possible that Rabbi Yehuda Modad Lefi Sa'a Shona Ma'at. Rabbi Yehuda did not have access to that kli, that measuring utensil that Rebbe had access to, and there was a slight discrepancy. Okay, there's only one problem that bothers my mind here, and that is if the Gemara is saying that our Mishnah did not mention the shear of Tumas Oakland because it's not Meduyak, so why did the Mishnah Mishnah mention the shear of Chatzi Pras of a Gvir? That's also not Meduyak. Okay, so that's apparently a footnote here. He says that the Mishnasenu Nechleku Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka in Prasu Shishas Akav Oshminas Akav. Rabbi Yehuda v'chein shara tanoim shebebraisa kan sovrim k'Rabbi Shimon shepras hu shishis hakav shehein arba beitzim. The afa mishnasenu mevuar shel Rabbi Yehuda yeshita bifnei atzma. So right, if you go back for a moment to our Mishnah, you will see that Rabbi Yehuda has a third shita. The Eino Sover Loka Rabbi Shimon Veloka Rabbi Yochanan Broka El Shemesharin Es Asu'uda Lefi Achilas Adam B'Shabbos. So he says Ein Ze El Le'inyan Shir Sudas Eruv Aval Gabi Shir Su'uda Lebeis HaMenuga, which is a pras, v'chein l'gav yishir chatzi pras lifsol sagvia moder Rabbi Yehuda l'Rabbi Shimon. So I'm not sure if that's going to help me with my problem. It's one second. I'm just going to look for a minute. There are gigantic footnotes here. I don't know. I don't have the... He says, Divrei HaMishnah, Chetzia LeBeis HaMenuge, V'Chetzi Chetzia Lifsol HaGvia, Nemru L'Shitas Kol HaTanoim Shizkiru Kikar B'Divrei. Fahainu bein lefi Rav Shimon sheshir bekikar shel shmona beitzim bein leRav Yochanan ben Broka sheshir bekikar shel shisha beitzim. Bekusha segemara kan sheroy hoy letanis al mishnah lahosif chatzi chetzi chetzi letamei tumas ochlin is muchach shekviya zu nechona bein leRav Shimon bein leRav Yochanan. That the Shir Tumas Ochlin is one, let's say, 1/8 of a kikar. L'Rabbi Shimon u'Shir Beitza. L'Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka u'Shlishis Rivei Beitza. 3/4 of a Beitza. Okay, but that doesn't seem to help me either. All right, let's go on and see if maybe we'll find an answer as we go along. Sometimes I find that if you move weiter, then you find an answer. The Ilu Gabi Tumas Ochlin Tanya. Again, we're going to try to prove that the shear of Tumas Ochlin is not exactly half of the shear of the Psul Gvia. Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Dosa Amru, Kibbeitza She'amru. The shear of Kibbeitza for Tumas Ochlin is Kamoha Uke Klipasa. B'chacham Amrim Kamoha B'lo Klipasa. There's a Machlokas Tanoim. How do we evaluate the shear of a Kibbeitza as far as Tumas Ochlin is concerned? Tanik. The first two Tanoim, Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Dosa, hold that it's Ke moha uke klipasa. So you measure the beitza with its shell. And the chacham say ke moha below klipasa. In other words, you cook an egg and you remove the klipa, and that's what you end up with. That's the kebeitza that we measure. Everybody agrees that the shear of Tumas Ochlin is not equal to half of the shear of the Psul Gvia. According to Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Dosa, the shear of Tumas Ochlin is measured is Kibbeitza im Klipasa. So that's not the shear. That doesn't really correspond to Chatzi the Shir Psul Gvia, according to any of the Shitas in the Braisa. According to Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa, is Chatzi Shir Psul Gvia is a Beitza that's minus a little bit. And it's less than the Shir of Beitza Im Klipasa. And according to Rabbi Yossi, it's a Beitza Shochekes, which is with its Klipa, which is more than the shear. According to Rebbe, it's a beisa with its klipasa and another additional amount. And even according to the Chacham in the Braisa here, that the shear of Tumas Ochlin is kebeitza below klipasa, that's not equal to half the shear of the psul gvia. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, chatzi shear of a psul gvia, which is kebeitza im klipasa pachos kima, you have to reduce it. Hu yoser mi kibbeitza below klipasa. It still amounts to more than the size of an egg without its shell. The kolshkein she'ein ze matim lefi Rabbi Yossi v'Rebbe. Certainly, it doesn't reflect the sheet of Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe. Shel edivreim chatzi shir shel psul gvia hu yoser mi kibbeitza im klipasa. And therefore, the Tanav HaMishnah did not say Chatzi Chetzi Chetzia for the Tumas Ochlin, because that would not be a precise measurement. Amar Rav Ram Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chizda, Zu, this brisa that evaluates a chatzi pras as shtei beitzim, again with a certain qualification, meaning it's according to Rabbi Yehuda a little bit less, and according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi a little bit more. That's divrei Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yossi, but chachamim omer the shear of chatzi pras for psul gvia is kebeitza umechtza sochakos. Uman chachamim, and who are these chachamim? Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka in our Mishnah said that a pras is an eighth of a kav, which is 3 beitzim, because 3 times 8 is 24, 3 beitzim, and chatzi pras is therefore 1.5 beitzim. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa, they hold like Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, that a pras is 1/6 of a kav, which is 4 beitzim, half of which is 2 beitzim. So the Gemara right away says about this statement of Rav Chizda, Pshita. We understand very well that this shear depends upon the machlokes. And according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, it's a shear of chatzi chetzi, which is beitzo mechtza. And that's exactly what Rav Chizda himself said back on Daf Pei Beis. So the Gemara answers that, yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's poshut that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, the shear is kebeitzo vechetzi. But Rav Chizda sochakos osa lashmeino, and he wants to tell us that when we evaluate the shear, we should use beitzim sochakos. We should add a little bit on each beitza. Ki osa Rav Dimi comes from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel Omar. He says, Shiger Bonius is the name of a man who sent Le Rebbe, Modia Dekundis, which is a Sa'a, that's called a Kundis, and Kundis is a Kli Medida. It's a vessel that you use to measure, and it has the size of a Sa'a. And this person got a hold of the original saw, meaning a measurement of a saw, and he sent it to Rebbe. Demin Neusa, in other words, this kundis, which is a saw, we call it a kundis because of the name of the kli, Dimin Neusa, came from a place called Neusa, and they had a chazaka that this was the Sa Meduyekes. This is the precise measurement that goes back to the early generations. The Shear Rebbe, and Rebbe measured the size of this kundis, and he came up with the number Masan Ushvaesre Bein, that this receptacle could hold a saw. How many beitzim could it hold? It could hold 217 beitzim. Okay, so that's Rebbe 217. So now the Gemara wants to know what kind of saw. There are three types or categories of saws. There's the saw in the Midbar, the 40 years the Jews were in the desert. There's a saw called the Yushalmis. And then there's a saw called Tziporis. And the Gemara wants to know which category of saw are we talking about here. And again, this is relevant to other midos like a kav and a lug. But in any event, saw is a midah that was very well known back in the early times, even during the period of the Midbar. When the Jews came to Yerushalayim, they expanded all the midos and they added to them a certain amount. How much is that amount? Hosifa aleihem chamishis. So when they came to Yerushalayim, they expanded the midos by 20%. And a saw Yerushalmis is equal to the saw midbaris with an addition of a chamishis of 20%. When they came to Tzipori, once again, a third time around, they expanded the size of the midos. They added another chamishis. And that means that lemaisa kayomim shalosh suge sa. So hai sa, the sa that they brought in front of Rebbe Dehecha, which of those three categories was that sa? E, the midbaris. If we go back to the time of the midbar, then mea v'arboim v'arba havi. There are 144 beitzim in the sa midbarios, not 217. Why? Because the sa is six kavim. And a kav is arba lugim. In a liquid measurement, it's arba lugim. And a lug is shisha beitzim. So that means that there were 24 beitzim to a kav. And since a saw is six kavim, so we multiply 6 by 24 and we get 144. Is that correct? Anybody want to do that quickly? 6 times 24. Doesn't sound right to me. 1 second. 6 times 4.
Correct.
It's correct. It's 144. So the saw of Rebbe was 217. The saw midbaris was 144. Again, all this is a shir and beitzim. Id Yerushalmis, if the saw that came to Rebbe's hand was the saw Yerushalmis, and now we have to add an extra fifth in relative to the saw midbarios, is then if you add a fifth to 144, then you end up with 173 beitzim. So you jack it up from 144 by 20% to 173. Why? Because one fifth of 100 is going to be 44 beitzim. Just 1 second. You can end up with 29 beitzim, a little bit less than 29 beitzim, and you're going to add that to 144 beitzim of the Sod Midbarius. So the total number is now 173 beitzim. So that is the Sod Yerushalmis. Now, the Ida Tziporis, now we get to the Saw Tziporis, that has another 20%, another one-fifth addition to the Saw Yerushalmis. So we're going to add now 20% to 173, and we end up with 207. We're still shy 10 beitzim. And he says, because one chelik of chamesh of 100 multiplied by 7, I'm sorry, one fifth multiplied by 173 gives you 34, a little bit more than 34 beitzim. So we're going to add 34 to 173. We can get 207. Now the Sov Rebbe, we said, was 217, and now we're holding at 207. So we still have a problem here. We still have a discrepancy of 10 beitzim. So the Gemara answers, Li'olam b'tziporis. Itziporis, we said, was only 207 beitzim. How do we make up for the extra 10? So I see chalosa shdei alayhu. We're going to talk about the shear of chala. We're going to add the shear chala. So the saw that was taken in front of Rebbe was the saw tziporis with the addition of the shear of chala. And when they took challah, then you would know how much a saw is. So the shear of challah is 1 over 24. Chalsa kama havyon. If challah is 1 over 24... what's the shear challah of 207 beitzim of the tziporis tamne? So 1/24 of 207 is 8. Again, you could do the mathematics. So now you're going to add 8 to 207. Okay, so now you're up to 225. Is Akati Botzalahu? We still haven't fit. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. 215, I meant to say. Right, so we still haven't hit the 217 beitzim. So even when we add 8 to 207, we get to 215, we still haven't hit 217. We're still short 2 beitzim. Ella says, Gemara, forget it, drop it. We're not going to add the shear of challah. I see the odos derabi shtei alayhu. Add to each beitza a tosefes of the od. So if you start with the minion of 207 beitzim of a saw tziporis, now you're going to add the od. Now Rebbe evaluated and he found that the beitzim got smaller from the door of the midbar, correct? And we said that that the od is 1 over 20. So now we're going to add 1 over 20 to 207. If I got this right. Ihochi havile tfe. You're going to have to add to each beitza 1/20. So what is now the how much more is the increment from 207? Just one second. Just one second. We said that according to Rebbe, the saw was 217. And now you're going to add to 200. Just one second. One second. The saw tziporis, we said, was 207. And now we're adding 1 over 20 to 207. Ihochi havile tfe. If you're going to add to each beitza 1 over 20th, then you're going to end up with a total number which is more than 217 beitzim. You're overshooting Rebbe. Why? Because the Tosefes has to be on top of the 207 Beitzit. And that Tosefes, we said, was 1 over 20. So 1 over 20, if you have 200 plus, meaning 207, is going to be more than 10 Beitzim. We said that the discrepancy between Sot Tziporis and the Sov Rebbe was 10 Beitzim. If Natli Gemara is suggesting that we have to add the V'od, which is 1 over 20, to each egg, then you're going to end up with more than 217, because if you're adding to each one of 200 eggs, 1 over 20, you're going to add 10. You've already gone from 207 to 217, but you have another 7 eggs, and you have to add 0.05 to each one of the other 10 eggs. So it's still not working out meduyok. So the Gemara answers that kaven de lo havi kibetza lo chashiv le. That the discrepancy here is less than a beitza, right? Because 1 over 20, how much is 1 over 20 times 7?
0.35.
So it's less than a discrepancy of a beitza, and therefore the total number that Rebbe offers is 217. Although in truth it's 217 plus another third, or whatever it is. Tanur Rabbana, we learned in a Braisa that when Klal Yisrael came to Yerushalayim, they enlarged all the Midos and saw Yerushalmis Yisera al Midbarios Shtus. They added 1/6. And this is called Milabar. In other words, they took that midah of a Sa Yerushalmis, whatever it was, they figured out 1/6 of that Sa Yerushalmis, and they added that to the measurement of the Sa Yerushalmis. So we take 1/6 of the Sa Yerushalmis, and we add it to the size of the Sa Yerushalmis. I'm sorry. One second, Shishis me'asah Yerushalmis. No, just 1 second. This doesn't make any sense. Klomer ha-tosefes nimdedes biyachas leminyan hanotzar liachar ha-hosofa. In other words, after you add X, then the total of X plus Y is going to be 1/6 more than X. Okay. Now, we're talking about a sum in barrios, and that's going to be equal to a Tosefis of 1/5. And when they came to Tzibori, they can again expand the Midos on a second round. So you have Yerushalmi, and now we have Tzibori. Vishel Tziporis Yisera al Yerushalmish Shtus, which is 1/5 of the Sayu Shalmis. Nimse Shel Tziporis Yiseros al Midbarios Shlish. So 1/5 plus 1/5 is 1/3. Does that make any sense? No, 1 second. 1/5, if you turn it into tenths, so that's going to be 2/10. 2/10 and 2/10 is 4/10. I mean, that's not a shlish. All right, so we'll see how the Gemara works this out. So the Gemara now asks, what do you mean when you say nimtzei tziporis yiseir al midbar shlish, shlish deman? What is this midah of a shlish? Ilema shlish de midbaris. If it's 1/3 of the shlish midbaris, that's impossible. Michdei shlish de midbaris kami havin. Right? The Sar Yerushalmis, we said, was 144 Beitzim, correct? So what's a third of the Sar Yerushalmis? 48, right? 48 times 3 is 144. Does that make sense? Can somebody just calculate that for me?
Correct.
That is correct. Okay. The Ilu Otfa Shitin Utlas. In other words, the difference between Tziporis and Midbarios, and Midbarios is 63 Beitzim. Why? Because the Sar Tziporis, we said, was 207. The Midbarios, we said, was 144. And the difference between 144 and 207 is 63. So the Hefresh then, the discrepancy is more than a shlish of the Midbaris, because we said the Midbaris was 144, and now we have a discrepancy of 60, an addition of 66. 66 in its relationship to 144 is more than a third. How much is a third of 144?
48.
And here we're talking about 63. So there's some mistake over here. Elah says in Gemara, we have to interpret it differently. That this shlish, when it says Tziporis is Yisrael al Midbaris shlish, is shlish di Yerushalmis. Not shlish to Midbaris, as we said before, that didn't work out. But shlish to Yerushalmis. And the Gemara now rejects that as well. Why? Because shlish di da, a third of the Yerushalmis kamehavi, is chamshin visamya nechei tilsa. Which means 58 beitzim minus a third of a beitza. Why? Because the Sar Yerushalmis, we said, was 173 beitzim. Let me just go back for a moment to the Sar Yerushalmis. Yeah, that's what I wrote down here. 173 beitzim. So now, Ilu Odfa Shitim Utlasa. No. I'm sorry, I read the wrong thing here. Ve'ilu odfa shishim v'shalosh. So the difference between the Tziporis and the Midbaris is 63 beitzim, which again is not going to give us a shlish. El Amar Rav Yirmiya Hachi Kamar. This is what the Tana had in mind. Nimtzeis si'ah shel Tzipori Yisera al Midbaris Karav Lishlishela. Now, what's the shlish of a Tziporis? We said that was, let's say, 3. Right, the Tziporis we said was what? Was 107, correct? Did I get that right? So what's a
207.
I meant to say 207. I don't know what I said. Anyway, a third of 207 is 63. 63, how much is 63 times 3? Are you helping me out?
189.
Oh. Oh, just one second. Okay, so it's just one second. So again, a third of a Tziporis is 69, and the difference between a Tziporis and Midbaris is 63. Ushlishela, which is 69, is Karv Lemechza de Midbaris. Because the Midbaris, we said, a shlish would be 72 beitzim. So the Samid Boris has 144 Beitzim and 72 Beitzim is close to half. So Hachikamar, we're now reinterpreting it and we're saying that Shlishala is Karv Lemechza de Midbaris, which is 72 Beitzim. So the Samid Boris, which has 144 Beitzim, then 72 Beitzim is close to half. So that's Rabbi Yirmiyah. So we'll go over the Gemara here of Shlish de Man. Right, the Brisa speaks about two different amounts, comparing the Tzipori, the Sela Tziporis, to the Sela Midbaris. And Ilema Shlish de Midbaris, if we're going to suggest that the difference between the two saw measurements is a third of the Midbaris, then how much is a third of the Midbaris Sela? It's 48 Beitzim, because since the desert, the Midbaris is 144 eggs, so therefore 1/3 is going to be 48. 48 times 3 is 144. V'ilu odfa shitim utlas. In other words, how much more is the Tzipori than the Midbaris is 63. So it doesn't make any sense to say that we're talking about a third of a discrepancy. Meaning, as we said before, the difference between 144 and 207 is 63. That's more than a shlish of 144. The Ella, now the Gemara says that this third is not on the basis of the Samid Boris, but rather Shlish de Yushalmis. So the difference between the two saw measures is a third of the Sayushalmis. Now how much is a third of the Sayushalmis? That's going to be 58 Beitzim minus 1/3. No, it's 57 and 2/3 Beitzim. The Ilu Odfa, but the excess, the increment of the Sot Tziporis over the Samid Boris, we said, was 63 eggs. And therefore, you're stuck with a discrepancy between 58 Beitzim minus a Shlish, which we said was 57 and 2/3, and 63, which is the difference between the Yushalmis, I'm sorry, between the Midbaris and the Tziporis. The Ella, so now the Gemara has proven that the third cannot be based on the Yushalmis Sela. Let's try Ella de Tzipori. The difference between the two Sa'in is going to be a third of the Tzipori Sela. Now, how much is a third of the Tzipori Sela? That's going to be 70 minus 1 is 69 eggs. The Ilu Odfa, and again, we said that the excess of the Tzipori over the Midbaris is 63. So we're still in trouble. Now we have Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says that the meaning of the Braisa is that the Tzipori Sela exceeds the Midbari Sela by close to shlish shela, meaning a third of itself, which we said the excess is 63 beitzim, and a third of the tziporah sela is 69 beitzim. Ushlish shela karov lemechza demidbaris. A third of itself is close to half of the midbaris. A third of the tzipora sela, we said, was 69 eggs. Half of the desert of the midbaris is 72 eggs. And maskifla ravina midei karov ktani. In other words, Ravina is saying that does the Brisa speak about a kiruv to such an extent that shenefarish sheyesh becheshvan avur choser diu kolkach mashmoti? Now again, Ravina himself is going to later suggest an interpretation that takes the liberties with the text of the Brisa, but he objected to Rav Yirmiyah's interpretation. He felt that the Brisa certainly did not intend to give approximations which were far off the mark. Ela Omar Ravina Hachika Omar. So this is where we're going to stop. Ela Omar Ravina. And we're almost at the end of Pei Gimel Amid Aleph. We have to get up to the Mishnah on Pei Gimel Amid Beis, and hopefully we'll get to there tomorrow. So this is where we're going to stop.